Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Another story in the news. The third this week about law enforcement breaking up a network of smuggling drugs into Montana from out of state and tied to our freeway systems. Tracy Taylor has details of the latest bust.
A Billings man is facing a decade in federal prison after a reckless driving stop near Livingston exposed a massive cartel pipeline into Montana. 45-year-old Jason Daniel Schauer pleaded guilty to federal drug trafficking. State troopers stopped Schauer on I-90 and discovered 5 pounds of methamphetamine hidden behind a passenger seat. Investigators say Schauer admitted he bought the high-purity meth from cartel sources in Phoenix with plans to distribute the drugs across the streets of Billings. In Billings, Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
The Montana Board of Investments officially asking Yellowstone County Commissioners to rezone a plot of land in West Laurel, marking the next phase in a highly contested state project to build a new mental hospital. The request comes immediately after the state finalized its purchase of 114-acre parcel along Old U.S. Highway 10. The state plans to build a forensic mental health facility on the site, which could house up to 64 individuals caught in the legal system who are waiting for psychiatric fitness evaluations. The state also released its final environmental assessment for the project. Despite overwhelming public opposition at recent town halls in Laurel and Billings, officials say the report clears the internal hurdles needed to advance the project. County commissioners had previously refused to hold a rezone hearing until the state formally owned the property. With the deed now transferred, that local public process is expected to begin soon. In Northwest news, a very challenging financial problem for the state of Idaho and poorly timed. The Idaho Capital Sun reports Governor Brad Little says the state's wildfire suppression fund has officially hit a $0 balance. Despite the financial shortfall, though, state officials are emphasizing that emergency operations will transition seamlessly to a process where they can still pay for firefighting at a deficit this summer.